We are learning with Sechlis Yevamos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Omalei Abaye L'Rav Yosef, Hoda Rav Yehuda, this Shita of Rav Yehuda, that holds Yesh Zika. So we had Rav Huna Amar Rav says, Ein Zika, and therefore Shemeres Yavam, who dies, you're allowed to marry the mother. Rav Yehuda said, Shemeres Yavam, who dies, you cannot marry the mother. Why not? Because Yesh Zika. That's Rav Yehuda's Shita. We know Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. So Gemara says, "Omalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef, how do Rav Yehuda Shmuel he?" This Rav Yehuda is coming from Shita Shmuel, the Tnan. We learned in the Mishnah, Shemeres Yavam Shekidesh Ochiv Esachoisa. A Shemeres Yavam who is waiting for Yavam Shekidesh Ochiv Esachoisa. The brother after they fell, let's say Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Rachel has sister Leah that's not married yet. Reuven dies. Rachel falls to Shimon. And Shimon, instead of marrying Rachel, he says, you know what, I'm marrying a sister. He gives Kedushin to the sister. So Shekidesh Achiv, Shimon is Mekadesh, Rachel's sister, Leah. Shekidesh Achiv is a Chayso. So what's the problem now? So now, the problem is, Reuben's wife now becomes a Chayso Ishtoi on him. It's only Kedushin so far, but it comes like a Chayso Ishtoi. So Shemuhudim and Seira Amru, it says in the Mishnah, Rehudim Seira says that if there's other brothers, Oyrim loy, hamte mach yasa ochem maisa. Don't consummate your marriage. Don't do nesu'in until Levi takes care of the Reuven. But if not, you don't take care of that. Don't come here and do anything because he holds yesh zika. Reuven Sarah holds yesh zika, and therefore the kedushin is not mafkia the zika until you do nesu'in. And right now there's a zika here, so don't finish the marriage until someone else takes off the zika. That's Rehuda Mesera Shita. So obviously Rehuda Mesera holds Yesh Zika. And Shmuel says Halacha Rehuda Mesera. So Rav Yehuda, who's a Talmud of Shmuel, and Rav, he's obviously coming from Shmuel. Because over here, we have a Shmuel, it says Mefurish, we pass Rehuda Mesera, holds Yesh Zika. Amalei. So this is what Abaya tells Rav Yosef. By the way, Rav Yehuda is going like Shmuel. Amalei, the either Rav Mai, why can it be Rav? So why? Because Kasha the Rav of the Rav? Because if there will be a steer of Rav of the Rav, then I'm right, you know, the Rav. Maybe it's Machlokes Amoraim. Rav Huna says Shem Rav ain't Zika. And Rav Yehuda says Yes Zika. What's the big deal? So Mar says, no, I'll tell you. Given the Itvam Shmei the Shmuel Behedia, since Shmuel says Behedia Yes Zika, Shmei the Rav, you'll have to say Kamaroi, you have to say Machlokes Amoraim. Leishav Kinem Shmei the Shmuel Behedia, you don't leave the case where Shmuel says the Hedia that Yes Zika, and then Rav Yehuda must be saying for Shmuel, and when Kvinim Kamarai leave the Rav, and say Amarai leave the Rav, which is not Behedia. Rav Yehuda didn't say Vashem Rav Behedia. So you're going to say now Amarai, for the make of Chakis Amarai, when you have a way of saying Beferish? When you have a Shmuel Beferish, so say something Beferish instead of making Amarai. Yeah, so that's what he says. Om Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, "Rishon l'shmeitza kamei Rav Zvira." Instead of this struggle Gemara from Rav Zvira Adai, Om Atun Hakem Masnitulei. You have the sugi this way. Anan Behedya Masninan. Av Mefurish. The Rav Yehuda says the same Shmuel. Om Rav Yehuda Om Rav Shmuel. Shemeres Yavam Shemesa. Also Beima. Av Mefurish Shmuel. Rav Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel. He says B'Shem Shmuel first. That Shemeres Yavam Shemesa Asav Ima Amaksav Yezika. He says over this memra that Shemeres Yavam Yaser in the mother after she dies because there's a connection because Yezika. He says B'Feirish Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. That's his girsa. And Va'ozo Shmuel Atamei Damar Shmuel Alok Yehuda Misera. Shmuel says Alok Yehuda Misera by the Alok of Yezika. So this girsa says klar Rav Yehuda saying B'Shem Shmuel the Yezika. Now it comes out if he's there, there are two Shmuels. One Shmuel says, we pass the Hudra Mesero, which is Yezika. There's another memra, it says, Shemeres Yavam, Rav Yehuda says over this memra, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa Asavima. So why need Shmuel tell us twice Yezika? So Mar says, Vatrichi. Dias bin Yezika, if you just tell me Yezika, let's say the case of Shemeres Yavam, Hanamili, Havamina, Hanamili Bechad, maybe it's only Yezika when it's one brother. That means Reuven dies with only one brother. Then you see Shimon fully connected to this Esh Reuven because he's the only brother. Maybe it's two brothers, Shimon and Levi. Maybe it's no Yezika because each one can say, you're doing Yivim, you're doing Yivim. It's no Yezika. So if you just said, Shemeres Yom Shemesa, Aser Be'ima, you think only Bechad, I'll betray Eloi. Kamash Lo, in the case of Hudim Vesero, with his other brothers, obviously, because there it says, Tamtin, Hamtein, Achiyasa, Achim Meisa, his other brothers. It's only while the Isha is alive, the Shemar Yisrael is alive, then there's a connection of Zika. But maybe if she dies, the Zika falls off. Pakala Zika. The other case, Shemar Yisrael Shemesa, is that Zika begdilei paka. So therefore, we now know that there's yes Zika sai after Misa, and also even by two Yevamin, there's still a din of yes Zika. That's the concept of two members of Shmuel. Zok the Gemara Vayta. We're not finished with Zika. We're going to go into another Mishnah that speaks about Rav Shimon Shita about Eishes Achiv Shloi Relamai, and that will still be connected to the sugya of Zika. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Shnei Achim Umeis Echod Mehem. You have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies without children. Ve'yibem Hasheni as Eishes Achiv. And Shimon did Yibum. Let's say her name is Rachel. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married to Rachel. Reuven dies without children. Rachel falls to Shimon. Shimon does Yibum, the mitzvah Yibum. Then Levi's born. Now remember, Levi's born already. Shimon's married. It's not Levi's not born before Shimon got married. Shimon's married already. Now Levi's born. So is that a problem or not? Now Shimon dies, and Shimon's wife, who used to be Reuven's wife, falls to Levi. And Shimon has another wife also. Could Levi do Yibum on that? Why not? Right? Mace. Loch is Harishoina Yotim Shem Eish Shachar Lamai. He can't marry Rachel. Umeis not Harishoina. Umeis means Shimon dies now. The second brother dies. It's in the family, the heart failure. Harishoina Yotim Shem Eish Shachar Lamai. The Eishes Reuven is married to Shimon now. It is also to Levi. Even though Levi never even saw Reuven or had any shaykhs to that. He was born, Shimon was married already. Still, since it's Eishes Reuven, it stays Eishes Achav Shloi Velama, and he can't do Yibum. Vashniya, and Shimon's other wife, who technically could have been mutter to Levi, is Pato also, because Sarah Sarva. Vashniya and Shimon Sarasa. Also, by Maimer, if Shimon hadn't married Reuven's wife, just did Maimer, and then he died, Amaze, and then he died. So Hashniya Chiletzos Yivemis. There's not a real Tsar Zerva. I really had this exact case of in the first Mishnah. Taisa speaks out there. This is mamish repetitive, but the same law in the first Mishnah that if Shimon only did Maimar, so then the law is it's not Mafkia the Yibum of her Tsara, because the Tsara is not a real Tsar Zerva. It's only Rabbanon, and therefore you still have to Chalitza. Now comes Rav Shimon and he argues. Rav Shimon Omer, Meyavim Le'ezim Mehem Shiyirtza. Oichazim Shiyirtza. Rav Shimon says, no, Levi was born. Shimon was married to two wives, Rachel and to his wife, Rachel and Bracha. And Shimon dies. No problem. You can do even Mechlitz to either one. There's no erva whatsoever. Because he holds no Eishes Achav Shloya Be'elamai. It could be Dafka in this case. Because in this case, he was born after Shimon was married already. We'll see in the Gemara exactly which case he argues on. But upon him, Rav Shimon holds that the case of our Mishnah over here is not a problem. Eishes Achav Shloya Be'elamai. He was born, Shimon was married already. There's no problem. So the Gemara, we'll discuss now this Shaila. How much Rav Shimon argues? He argues on the first Mishnah also. The case of the first Mishnah, remember, is like this. Reuven dies without children, then Levi is born, and then Shimon goes ahead and marries Reuven's wife, and then Shimon dies. So there, first Mishnah says that Levi is also the Shimon's wife, and the Tzara's Arva also. But there, the difference is that Levi was born before Shimon did Yibun. So there, it was like Nesra, Reuven's wife is Nesra and Levi. Our Mishnah in a case where Shimon did Yibun already, and then Levi was born. That's the two cases, the first Mishnah and this Mishnah. Omar Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia says, or some agree is Rebbe Oishia, because we'll have later on a Rav Oishia will ask a kasha on Rebbe Oishia. So obviously this is Rebbe Oishia, it's a different person, like Tosha speaks out in Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Omar Rebbe Oishia, Choluk Rav Shimon Af Brishoina. Rav Shimon argues on the first Mishnah as well. Memai, Mitoni Mishnah Yisera, because the first Mishnah is extra. Because Baba Dereisha Laman Ketoni Lo, who is the first Mishnah like? Elam the Rabbanon, if it's going to Rabbanon, hold as a problem, Esha Ach Shaloi Haya by Lamai, Hashda, in our Mishnah, Yavam, where Shimon did Yibun already, and then of Saif Noela, then Levi was born, we say, Dichi Ashche, and still there, even though Dichi Ashche, Beter Ashche, even though when Levi was born, it was Beter, Shimon was married already, still Asri Rabbanon, Rabbanon says it's Asr, because it's called Eshes Ruvain, it's called Eshes Ach, Shaloi Haya by Lamai. Noilad, if Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum, v'acha Yavam, Mabayi? Of course that's Asr. Even if Shimon didn't even ready, it's Asr. Of course, if he didn't do Yibam with Nesra on him, of course it's Asr. So what's the first Mishnah for? El Alav, it's trying to tell us that Rav Shimon even argues that cool dig case. On that easier, I should say cool dig. Rav Shimon even argues in that case where it was Nesra ready. Elav Rav Shimon, Itzrich. But Tana Reisha, the Reisha says the Achkech of Rav Shimon. Even the case where Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum, still Rav Shimon argues. But Tana Seifa, the Achkech of Rabbanon, that even though Shimon did Yibum already when Levi was born, still it's also to Yibum. With Dinu, the Niflag of Shimon Reisha, Shimon Reisha argued the Reisha. Elagomar Lahula Rabbanon ad the Messiahme, El Notar Lahula Rabbanon ad the Messiahme the Messiahu. Rabbanon, we waited till Rabbanon finish. Rav Shimon waited for Rabbanon to finish talking. But how the Pagla, and he argued. So Rav got that? Don't got that? The chat is that Rav Shimon argues, even in a case, he says it's mutter, even in a case where Levi was born before Shimon did Yibam. That's the old. I won't be pshat on that. The Gemara said, what? Reuben died. Yeah, Reuben is alive and Levi could do Yibam on Reuben's wife. No, Eshel Olamai. Reuben died. It's, and Reuben, so Levi never lived in Reuben's days. So it's Eshel Olamai. So then it's mutter. Why? The Shah is why is Mutter? Why are you talking to Mutter? So Gemara Devoria later on, the reason why it's Mutter is because Yesh Zika. He holds, Shimon holds a supercharged, Rav Aisha holds fear of Shimon, it's a supercharged Yesh Zika. It's a real Yesh Zika. So it turns out, when Reuben dies, there's a Zika to Shimon. So Aisha's Reuben is like married to Shimon already. If he's married to Shimon already, so then Rav Shimon holds, someone's married to Shimon, it's Bad Teira Ashkeche. So when Levi is born, it's Shimon's wife already through Yesh Zika. So therefore it's not a problem. Live without a problem. That's the pshat in Rav Oishi of Hashem Rav Shimon. So Ella Eishes Acha. We know that there's a halacha of Eishes Acha Rav. It's a pasuk. Yeshu Achem Yachtov Yeshu. We say Yeshiva Baylam. So what's the case of Eishes Acha Rav according to Rav Shimon? How's it possible? So Rav says two cases. How's it possible? Ella Eishes Acha Rav with Rav Shimon Heichav Shkachas. How is it possible? So Rav says either Bechad Acha, if he's the only brother. That means like this: Reuven dies without children. And then afterwards, Shimon, we'll call him Levi, but there's no Shimon here. Levi's born. There's no Shimon. Levi's only one brother. Levi's born. So here, it's Eshach HaRelamah. He's also to Reuben's wife. There's nothing to do. Even fear of Shimon's also. That's one case. Or a case where, that's one case. Or the other case is, Inami betray v'lo yavim lo yimitz. Or there's Shimon, and he didn't do Yibum, and he didn't die. So that, he didn't do Yibum, and he didn't die. So then, Levi is born after Reuven dies. Levi cannot marry Reuven's wife because it's like a Gemara of Shach. It's like it's married. It's the Zika to Shimon, and Shimon didn't die, so he can't marry. He can't marry Reuven's wife because he can't do Yibum. And he can't. And I can tell me yes, Zika. So then he's married. Then she's married to Shimon. So therefore, he is stuck. He can't marry either way. Like upon him. So is pasta of Eshav Olam according to Rav Shimon, either one brother, or if Shimon's alive and Shimon didn't die, they can't do Yibum on that. So the Gemara now explains Pshat Rav Oishia. Oishia says that Rav Shimon argues even in a case where Shimon didn't do Yibum, Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum. The question is why? First of all, if Shimon did Yibum already and then Levi was born, we understand why Rav Shimon argues, holds that Levi could do Yibum now if Shimon dies. Why? Because when Levi was born, Shimon was married already. So, if Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum, then Shimon did Yibum, then he died. So why are you allowed to do Yibum? I was Nesra already on Levi. Because when Levi was born, Reuven's wife was Nesra on him. My time, so it says what we just told you. Kesava yesh Zika. But Zika Kaknusa Damya. And he holds Zika's derice even. Zika's Kaknusa, it's a Kesher Amiti, it's a real bond between the Yivama and Shimon. And there was Kilo Shimon married, and Ksirba Tera Ashkechei, and you could do Yibon Eshus Ach, Shloi Hoya by Lamai. That's how we're saying Pshat Rav Eshia now. And now the Gemara is going to go ahead and have a Kasha on this Pshat in Rav Shimon. He's going to have a Kasha on this Pshat in Rav Shimon that he's saying.